This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be back into your vibrational level. We would like to once again express our greetings to each of you and our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, we would once again remind you that there continues to be this opportunity for you to be involved in what we refer to as the silent communication or telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed, once again, that portion that you refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find, once again as well, that as a result of the energy that you have created in this life, it is quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness have that opportunity to be involved in that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and that opportunity most certainly does exist for each of you. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, this reality that you exist in, this vibrational level, as we have suggested so many times, is your creation. It's your reality. It's your illusionary reality. But nonetheless, a reality that is the result of your choices and your decisions, a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems. It's your creation. And for many, that's particularly in your awakened consciousness state, a very difficult concept to grasp and to accept, because you see, in your awakened consciousness state, once again, you go to great extents to limit the understanding not only of the process that you utilize to create the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, but to limit your understanding of who and what you truly are. Defies an explanation to tell you who and what you truly are. You are one, and yet you are an individual. You are all that is. And from that very concept, you are also nothing in terms of this understanding of all that is. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. You exist in any reality by choice, as we exist in what you may refer to as a vibrational level, quite similar to the reality that you exist in, as a result of our choice. Now, the reality that you experience in this vibrational level, once again, can be very difficult to grasp as being your choices that have resulted in the experiences that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But as we have suggested many times, many of those choices, many of those beliefs and belief systems are put in place in your altered states of consciousness, in what we like to refer to as the between-incarnational state, the state in which you are at a level where you grasp as much as is possible within the limited understanding that's available to you at various levels of consciousness in this vibrational level, that you are absolutely in control. That you can make the choices and decisions to put in place the beliefs and belief systems. That you can enter into these agreements or contracts or whatever you wish to call them, the interactions with other entities that you're involved with in this vibrational level throughout your various incarnational periods as possible and potential realities for you to experience, so that the entities that you're involved with can be involved in those experiences, in those realities, for purposes of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings that are involved as a result of those reality creation processes. And so it's a choice. It's not necessary for you to new awakened consciousness state to accept or to believe that concept that this reality is your creation. In fact, you go to great lengths to prove in your awakened consciousness state that you're not in control. You create all types of realities that validate your belief to some extent that you're not in control entirely of this experience that you're having in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and indeed in various other levels of consciousness that you experience in this vibrational level. You put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity not only to understand who and what you truly are, but to understand the processes that you utilize in the creation of the reality, and to be able to comprehend in your awakened consciousness state that this reality is an illusionary reality. It doesn't mean insignificant, but it does mean that it's illusionary. It's the most illusionary reality that you will experience in any of your levels of consciousness. And yet in your awakened consciousness state, the other states of consciousness are the ones that you view as and that appear to you to be the illusionary realities. The dream states, for example, the daydreaming states, the meditative states that you enter into, seem like they are the illusions. And ironically, they are closer to the reality of who and what you truly are than the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. But once again, you go to great lengths to create these illusionary realities that seemingly validate the concept that you're not in control, that you have influences from other entities, and indeed for some who believe in these influences that come from outside of your so-called awakened and conscious state, that affect the reality, that affect the circumstances that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, we continuously suggest that it's your creation, that it's your reality. It's not necessary that you choose to believe that you're in control, absolutely not. Because once again, you entered into this vibrational level and put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, so that you can create that illusionary reality that you're, gives you the impression that you're not in control, for the very simple purpose of having the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that you have access to when you don't believe you're in control. And so to hold a belief in your waking consciousness state that you're not in control is exactly what you attempted to achieve when you entered into this vibrational level and you put in place and agreed to participate in and to sustain this human conscious belief system and in this human conscious concept of this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. This is not a right or wrong concept. This is not to suggest for an instant that you must or must not believe in a certain belief or belief system. Absolutely not. We're not here to suggest for an instant that one belief is superior to another. Because once again, at the level from which you create the reality, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge what's right or wrong. That's the human consciousness awake concept, not one that exists at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality. And so if you choose to believe you're not in control, that's not a right or wrong concept from the level of which you create the reality. Absolutely not. And once again, as we have suggested, it's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. And so you seek to live by rational living by choice. And for many, once again, that's a very difficult concept to grasp. And not only do you exist in this vibrational level by choice, but the realities that you experience in your awakened consciousness state are as a result of beliefs and belief systems that you hold that are, once again, as a result of your choice and choices and decisions at various levels of your consciousness. You see, many individuals in your so-called awakened consciousness state can look at various aspects of their reality that they experience in that awakened consciousness state and say, well, I can accept that I'm in control of various periods of my existence. I can, for example, when I go into my seclusion area in my space of existence, in my home, there I can be in control of certain elements. I can decide what I'm going to consume and at what time I'm going to consume. I can decide when I am going to enter into a dream state and when I'm going to enter back into this so-called awakened consciousness state. I can have control to a certain extent over various elements in certain areas of my existence. And many can accept that. But when it comes to the interactions with other entities, when it comes perhaps to your profession or to the occupation that you're involved in, then it can become an entirely different concept. You can be in control for this period of time where you can accept the responsibility and you believe that it's within your capacity to control what occurs within this space, this private space that you have. But when you enter into the entire population and society that you exist within and you enter into your so-called public sector and you're interacting with other entities and with your neighbors and with your co-workers, then it becomes much more difficult to you accept the consequences of the reactions and of the actions that are indeed as a result of your choices and decisions and are as a result of your reality creation process. Then it becomes much more difficult to accept that responsibility. I can be responsible for this when I'm alone and when I can set my alarm to awaken me when I desire to come out of the subconscious state. But however, when I'm in the public, that becomes much more difficult. At that point, then there are a whole mirage of interactions and influences that you assume that you are not only not in control of, but indeed not participating in the creation of, but rather simply for many experiencing the consequences of the interactions and of the actions and decisions of others. And what we're suggesting is that you're in control of it all. And once again, that becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. And yet each of you can look at certain individuals who are involved in various activities throughout all the periods of your existence. And you can suggest that they are much more proficient at controlling and of creating realities in certain areas than others are that are experiencing and interacting in the same circumstances in the same reality creation process. Each of you can accept that there are some who have no trouble in manipulating and in creating their reality, particularly certain aspects of their reality. And yet it becomes very difficult to accept in your awakened consciousness state that they use exactly the same creation process to create their reality, which you may view as being a reality that they're in control of, whether it is very desirable or successful. They use exactly the same creation process as any other entity existing in your vibrational level. That's what becomes difficult to grasp. Is that the process that each of you utilize to create your reality is identical. The thoughts and feelings may be different. The beliefs and belief systems may be different. Your choices and decisions are different. Your desires are different. Your expectations are different. But the process that you utilize to create the realities are identical. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without exception. Now, does that mean that all of your reality is going to be what you refer to as a desirable reality? You entered into this vibrational level to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings. You continue to exist in this vibrational level through a multitude of incarnational periods that are occurring in the now for the purposes of experiencing that intense range of emotions and feelings. And you put in place in your altered states of consciousness the potential beliefs and belief systems, the potential realities that you can experience in any particular incarnational period to experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with that particular reality creation process. Each of you do that continuously, constantly. And you do it, once again, for the opportunity of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings. And at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, you rejoice in the creation process, in the validation of your desires and your beliefs and belief systems. For many, that becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. You can be involved in what you refer to as a very desirable reality, and then suddenly create these circumstances that seemingly take it away. Or conversely, you can be involved in a reality that you view as being less than desirable, and in an instant you can alter that reality and turn it into a very desirable reality. And the irony of it is that the spark of consciousness that you are, from which you create the realities, in both instances rejoice in the creation process, rejoice in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems, in giving to you that which you desire. And so, each of you utilize exactly the same methods to create the reality, whether it be a reality that you once again view as being desirable or a reality that you wish you had never had the opportunity to experience. You utilize exactly the same methods to create that reality. What's difficult for you to grasp is that while you, in your awakened consciousness state, absolutely can and do influence your reality, many of the choices and decisions, many of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold are put in place in your altered states of consciousness. You can be experiencing a less than desirable reality, and you wish that it wasn't there. Many individuals, for example, existing in your so-called awakened consciousness state, have a perception that there is this very fearful period that you're going to go through when you die. And you wish you could put that off, and you wish you could put it off, and put it off, and yet, you know, each of you understand absolutely that there is going to come a period within your particular incarnational period where you will presumably die. You don't really die, you alter your state of consciousness. You become aware of other states of consciousness. And this dying, you will discover, is something that you have participated in to utilize your belief in time and space many times. And it's not a difficult process at all, absolutely not. But you see, in your awakened consciousness state, it becomes a very difficult perception. And so it's something that you wish you could put off. And yet you know that within you, you have made the choice to be involved in this illusionary reality where you go through an evolutionary process to validate your so-called human consciousness belief systems, in particular in this belief in time and space, in this evolutionary process that you will be born, you will go through the various stages of your development and of your existing within an incarnational period, and then you will die. And yet many spend a great amount of time worrying about this dying process, actually fearing the dying process, when it's something that you bought into in the first place. It's something that you have agreed to participate in and develop that. It's a human consciousness belief system. It's part of the illusionary reality that you exist in. And yet, a great many of your so-called entities existing in your awakened consciousness state have a deathly fear of this process that you've agreed to participate in. You don't really die. You alter your consciousness. And the irony of it is that as much as you desire to exist in this vibrational level, when you enter into the real level of reality, you become much closer to what is much more real than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state, in your grasp and your understanding of the creation process. You don't want to come back to your so-called awakened consciousness state at that point. At that point, you need to get on with this process that you have agreed to participate in. You begin to grasp the understanding that you are in control. And as we have suggested many times, even at those various levels of consciousness that you refer to as your between incarnational state, you still exist within various limitations of the understanding of who and what you truly are. And it's from that level of consciousness, and we will utilize your belief in time and space once again. It's at that level of consciousness that you experience that you're in between incarnational states that you can and do make the choice to continue to participate in this vibrational level or to experience your consciousness in other levels of the existence, in other creation processes on other vibrational levels. You choose. You choose. So, we're not going to, for an instant, suggest that one way of existing in your awakened consciousness stack is superior to another. Absolutely not. That's your choice. absolutely your choice. What we're suggesting is that you understand that it's your choice. What we're suggesting is that you accept the responsibility that it's your choice, that the reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Many human consciousness belief systems that you all agree to participate in, many of the so-called societal belief systems that you agree to participate in, but which are within your capacity to alter to a certain extent, and then the individual beliefs and belief systems which are the easiest for you to alter. It's not really important that you accept the responsibility in order for your reality to continue to exist and to evolve and to validate your beliefs and belief systems. You do that. Whether you choose to believe or not, it really doesn't matter. You see, it's a choice, regardless. You can choose to create your reality by default from your human consciousness state, in which case your reality will be influenced by that choice. If you choose to believe, you're not in control. That is the choice that you make. Absolutely. That's the choice that you make, and the spark of consciousness that you hold will validate the belief, and the belief systems will give to you that which you desire to experience. You will have all types of realities that validate your belief that you're not in control. Nothing wrong with that. You can have that. Absolutely. Once again, we suggested that's why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. If you wish to experience a reality where you can consciously influence it, then it's important to have success in that conscious influence of your reality, that you accept the responsibility for the reality that you experience, with the understanding that you agreed to participate in the human consciousness belief system, that you agreed to validate and to believe in this passage of time and space. It's an illusionary reality. Not insignificant, but illusionary. And that becomes difficult to grasp. It becomes particularly difficult to grasp when you see what you refer to as a small child existing within your awake consciousness state that is experiencing what you would term as being a very less than desirable reality. And you look upon that and say, like, how can that child be responsible for what they're experiencing? Why should that innocent individual be subjected to or be a victim of these various circumstances? What's important to remember is that child is interacting in an illusionary reality in which you have agreed to have this illusion of time and space. And you enter into this illusionary reality in what you refer to as an infant. And you were through the process in your awakened consciousness state of this evolutionary growing and expanding, seemingly as well, growing and expanding of your mental capacity, and yet each of you, including the child that you look upon as being involved in a less than desirable reality, is all that is, that exists at some level of a consciousness that creates this reality with the understanding that there is no such thing as time and space. That seemingly innocent entity contains within them that spark of consciousness with an absolute understanding of not only your vibrational level, but of all of creation. That child, that infant, exists in a multitude of vibrational levels, exists in the various incarnational periods at various levels, if you wish, of creation process in our various ages, if you wish to utilize your belief in time and space. And while it seems difficult to grasp the concept that they're responsible for the reality that they're experiencing, we're suggesting that they are absolutely responsible for that reality, as much as the entity who is seemingly the wise entity who has existed for many decades in an incarnational period and has seemingly accumulated all of this knowledge. It's knowledge that applies to your awakened consciousness understanding at the level of subconsciousness from which you create the reality. It's all knowledge, entire knowledge of the universe, if you wish, but not only of your universe, but of all of creation. You are all that is. And that doesn't start when you reach a certain level of your so-called evolutionary process in a various incarnational period. But it's there constantly. You are all that is. You create the reality you experience, and that has nothing to do with the amount of time that you spend within a particular incarnational period. It's an illusionary reality that you experience in this incarnational period. Time and space don't exist. They're not real. They're an illusion. It gives you this impression that you're not in control. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. Absolutely. This belief that you go through this progression of being born into a certain incarnational period, and then you go through the growth stages and you seemingly become more educated, if you wish. You seemingly become more advanced in your knowledge and your understanding of your reality is an awake consciousness state illusion. At some level of your consciousness, you have made the choices to be involved with and to interact with the entities that you hold within your so-called family unit. You've all agreed to participate. That seemingly innocent child has agreed to participate, to be involved in that reality creation process, for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are involved in that reality creation process. And the others that are involved in that interaction agree to participate for their own opportunities to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are involved in and as a result of those interactions. And this seemingly innocence of a child that you somehow seem to progress through as you enter into your adolescence and into your adulthood, and that you somehow become more wiser, is an illusion. At the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, you understand absolutely who you are. You understand absolutely the connection, not only with the other entities in your vibrational level, but with everything that exists throughout all of creation. You are all that is. And yet you are one. It's an explanation that cannot be given through the utilization of some vocabulary. As we've suggested many, many times, you will not find the answers written in a book. You will not find the answers by listening to entities such as us trying to utilize your vocabulary to give you some type of an understanding and an explanation of who and what you truly are. The answers are within inside each of you. When you seemingly alter your existence in this vibrational level, and you enter into that level of consciousness from which you create the reality, you will get a better grasp and understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. As we encourage each of you to go within inside, if you search for answers as to who and what you truly are, go within inside. The answers are within inside each of you. Once again, you will not find them written in a book or by attending lectures and someone's going to explain to you. You must go within inside. The answers exist within each of you. You are all that is. And of course, if you don't want to understand who and what you truly are, there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. It's not something that you must participate in order to achieve some type of success. You absolutely, guaranteed, cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You can't lose. You can't get lost. You can't be separated from your spirituality. You can't be separated from that spark of consciousness, from that oneness that you are. It's not possible. You can't fail. You are the God you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. It's an illusion that in your awakened consciousness state may appear to be beyond your control. It's an illusion that you at times wish you may not participate in your awakened consciousness state, but it's an illusion that is your creation. Absolutely guaranteed. It's an illusion. And when you end this illusion, you once again are absolutely guaranteed to come to that understanding of who and what you truly are. It's a no-fail situation. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to turn and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace. Thank you.